if it was only a month or two ago that we welcomed 2014. And look, 12 months have come and here we are, on the brink of a new year. We've no doubt had many great moments in 2014 and some not so great ones. But as we approach a new year, it brings with it an opportunity for a fresh start, a new beginning, another chance to right the wrongs. And you know what they say, whatever you do at the start will most likely follow you throughout the rest of the year. So make sure you ring in the new year in a positive way. And speaking of ringing in the new year, let's find out how some Jamaicans plan to do just that.
Well, I plan to ring in 2015 in church at Wash Night Service.
Well, I'll be at a Thanksgiving service at church.
I plan to ring in the new year by helping my mom with her business through the night into the morning, and after that, I basically was sleeping.
I plan to stay home and watch TV and listen to the firecrackers that will, I know, will be exploded by the neighbors.
For the new year, I will be spending time with my loved ones.
Well, I plan to go by fireworks.
I plan to ring in the new year by being in church with my family.
Whatever way you choose to ring in the new year, don't allow yourself to fall back on your old habits. As the year progresses, make a concerted effort for 2015 to be the year with a difference. There are so many things to learn, to explore, and to create, and you have 365 days to make it all happen. But remember, time flies, so you have to rise to the occasion. We asked the question, what is one thing you want to accomplish in 2015? And here are some responses.
I want to be more committed to what I do on a daily basis, my work and contribution to my community.
For 2015, I would like to successfully complete another semester of my schooling.
I'm hoping to work on my craft as a graphic artist and a photographer to be the best that I possibly can be.
For the new year now, you know, it's about family right now, you know, things and time change now. The bugger party now, so that have to cut down, people have to start budget themselves, you know.
I would like the new year's too. Like, I would like to learn to drive.
Here are some things you can consider doing in 2015 to make it the year with a difference. 1. Develop or learn a new skill. Entrepreneurship is the way to go. Several persons are now creating their own jobs. Why shouldn't you? Don't have a skill? Get one. Already have one? Develop it. Skills to consider gaining include makeup artistry, interior decorating, event planning, electrical engineering, plumbing, cooking, and the list goes on. Take on do-it-yourself DIY projects. There are lots of things you buy for your home and for yourself that you can make. The internet is awash with DIY projects you can do at home, such as making wall art, sewing a dress, mending a broken pipe, braiding your hair, and guess what? It's a brilliant way to save as well. This leads us to number 3, start saving. It's not just about saving money, but all the other resources, especially time. Stop procrastinating. I know you're looking back on all those wasted hours, and you're now seeing all those things you could have accomplished. Don't let it happen to you again. Number 4, take care of yourself. Practice a healthy lifestyle. Eat right, exercise, have a positive outlook on life, try to maintain a cheerful spirit, and learn to be content.
I love to see my people living in love. I hate to see them fighting and swimming in blood.
And finally, promote peace and love every time. Talk it out, not fight it out. After all, out of many, we are one people.
Oh, it's my
2015 will come with its challenges, and there are times when you'll feel to just settle back into your old routine. But no, don't rob yourself of the vast world of opportunities awaiting you. Remember, there's good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good becomes better and your better becomes your best.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.